Good morning, White Way Radio listeners. This is your MC, Raymond Takiui. Welcome to the White Way, a public service radio program of Mo'ili'ili Honganji, a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple. We are located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend David Fujimoto and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. Our website is www.moililihonganji.org, where you'll find a map of our location and information about our temple. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hori family in memory of Hideo, Edith, and Jason Hori. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Marcos Sawada, Minister of Hilo Higashi Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Sawada.
Please join with me. Master Inou reminded us how to listen with the heart. One, you should listen as if you are listening for the very first time. Two, you should listen as if the message is for you alone. Three, you should listen as if this is the last time you will ever do so in your life. Master Inou, 500 years ago. Aloha. Good morning. I'm Marco Sawada, resident minister at the Kaneohe Higashi Honganji. But a little bit more, I'm moving to Big Island, Hilo Higashi Honganji. Today, I would like to talk about something about uncertainty, insecurity, and instability of humans. How we can realize the meanings of being human. Insecurity is a base to realize the meaning of being human being. I'm a Japanese Brazilian, and when the first Japanese immigrants came as worker in the plantations to postpone the slaves in Brazil, they lived their lives almost like those African slaves had been living. Because of the harsh condition, working early in the morning, they have to wake up about 3 a.m. or start 3 a.m. to work until very late night. They have faced different kind of obstacles like disease, famine, pests, and the death. Every time the death was something closer for many of them. So, a lot of situation they didn't choose, yeah? They have no escape. Then they only could make themselves one appeal in their spiritual life, spirituality, to make a little bit more comfortable. They didn't have a place together, the first immigrants, to pray like a temple, church. But the Japanese immigrants used to bring a piece of wood, a tablet. Yeah, we can say ihai. It's like a memorial book we use here. Yeah. There is a lot of names of the loved one, ancestor who passed away. Then they were a kind of their temples, that security point when they could worship in front of this small piece of wood. But this kind of symbolic way was some kind of, they could connect some power beyond the self, power beyond. They can continue getting some kind of power to overcome their hardships. And a few days ago, I read in a local newspaper, a father of a family in Manoa. This man, a father, was in despair, hopeless. Then he killed his whole family members and committed his own death, like a suicide. How we can imagine this sad episode, how we can imagine that the man, his life, he needed some assistance, but he was in his own world, lonely, and killed the family and himself as a way she couldn't have some response or something like that, but was what came in his mind. When the first immigrants in Japan, in Brazil, life to survive, and another case, life to finish it. Humans have in common their insecurities, anxiety, instabilities of living, and to exist here. When some conditions, like no food, if you eat, you can solve this condition, but existential insecurity is for everyone, not only for me. Then, in one Buddhist sutra called Kegon Sutra, Avatamsaka Sutra, is written the five insecurity instability for humans. Go fui. One, survival insecurity. No food, no job, no place to sleep, to live, no money. This is making us very insecure. Two, death. The insecurity of going to die. My own death. When I feel the death close to me, I feel insecure. Three, reputation. When in the society, my reputation is I lose my reputation because this is making me afraid and insecure. Afraid of going to hell because my bad actions and bad companies, bad partnership, to like a consequence about some actions I did. This is making me like going to the hell, the hellish. Five, be discriminated against by having different conduct in society. For example, if my people don't look at me as a normal one, is a not common person, I mean disconnected, isolated from others, because I want people accepting me because I'm human like them, but they don't accept me, the discrimination. Those instabilities never abandon us because we humans, we have this ego or self. Since we came here, in whole process of our life, we carry this insecurity on because we can only judge from the point of view of our ego self, our cocoon, our world, because I can see my world only by my vision. It's different from your vision. If you have a population in the world of 8 billion people, 8 billion different kind of vision about life, about existence, about everything. But in Buddhism, the most important thing is we call self-examination. But self-examination isn't by you, not by yourself. Isn't examination, self-examination come from we look at the mirror like others like a mirror, and we need some guide, some teachers and some teachings or some base to teach us about that. This is the three treasures in Buddhism, like a Sangha, the community, the people, the mirror, the teachings, we say Dharma, the laws, and we have the Buddha, the teachers. We encounter the three things, we can really appreciate more our life, and we realize we are not a superman or a supergirl, we are only humans, And the base of this is to listen, not what you want to listen, but to listen what you need to listen. This is the most important thing. Thank you so much for today. Your hands together in Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namandaba Namandaba.
Thank you, Reverend Sawada, for your Dharma message this morning. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 13th, our remembrance service begins at 9 a.m. The Dharma message will be delivered by Reverend David Fujimoto, resident minister of Moili'ili Honganji. The service will be followed with fellowship in the social hall. In closing, thank you for listening to our White Wave broadcast this morning. We invite you to join us next week, Saturday, October 19th at 7:45 a.m., when our speaker will be Reverend Kerry Kiyohara, resident minister of Makawao Honganji Mission on Maui. Namo Amida Butsu.